You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanshura. With less than 30 days to go until the November election, polls show Democratic Senator Gary Peters and Republican challenger John James as neck and neck. WKAR's Abigail Sensky reports the race for Michigan's junior Senate seat is one of the tightest in the country.
John James ran for Senate in 2018 and lost, but he got closer than people thought he would. The Black conservative millennial is a charismatic campaigner. Over the weekend, he spoke directly to voters on a campaign check-in posted to Twitter.
So I thought I'd do this video outside because it is gorgeous.
James is pitching himself as a departure from the status quo, focused on rebuilding economic and educational opportunity in the state. Early in the race, James outraised Peters several quarters in a row. But the last quarter, both candidates netted $14 million hauls.
By the grace of God and the generosity of all you out there, we're one of the only Republican campaigns in the country to match our Democrat opponent fundraising this quarter, which is really awesome.
According to recent polls, the race is now within the margin of error. Jessica Taylor is the Senate and Governor's editor for the Cook Political Report, which has the race slated as Leans D. She says the gap between former Vice President Joe Biden and President Donald Trump needs to tighten for James to have a chance.
I think that there's a good chance that Peters could run behind Biden, so I think that we could even see the Senate race be closer than the presidential race.
On an episode of Fox and Friends, James said even with Biden leading Trump by several points, he thinks a Republican ticket will win.
Well, what we're seeing on the ground with real, actual people is people are fired up. People are excited. People recognize that what's been going on in Washington isn't working. They're not believing the lies that they're being fed from the leftist media.
David Duilio is a professor of political science at Oakland University. He says he's watching key endorsements that James has received. To him, that's the operative difference between 2018, when James lost to Senator Debbie Stabenow by 6 points, and this year, where he's narrowly trailing Peters.
If James can get those votes that Stabenow got in agricultural areas like the Thumb in West Michigan, maybe it is enough to make a difference. We'll find out on Election Day.
Even though Peters' lead in the polls has dropped, the senator still has an incumbent's advantage and good favorability ratings, according to pollsters. Bernie Porn is president of the Lansing polling outfit Epic MRA. He says three big issues are on the minds of Michigan voters: reopening the economy and schools, controlling coronavirus cases and deaths, and reducing crime.
And on the issue of reopening the economy, those who chose that are solidly voting for John James. Those who cited crime in the cities are solidly voting for John James. And those who cited the coronavirus and all other issues are voting for Gary Peters.
Peters is straightforward. The moderate white Democrat is laser focused on issues like the Affordable Care Act, postal service delays, and water contamination. But his name ID for a sitting senator is low. He's pulled off upsets that didn't seem feasible before. Lately, his campaign has been trying to boost its cash and Peters' name ID, relying on senators and Democrats with national reputations.
Senator, how are you?
I'm well, Pete. How are you?
In an Instagram Live with former presidential candidate and mayor of South Bend, Indiana, Pete Buttigieg, Peters laid out the stakes of the race for Democrats nationally. He's one of two Democrats up for re-election in a state President Trump won in 2016.
So right now, the polls are close. We're basically right at the margin of error, and that's why they're pouring money in. It's absolutely critical that we have the resources to keep fighting the battle.
In the last month of the campaign, he's talked nonstop about filling the Supreme Court seat. He won't be voting for President Trump's nominee, Judge Amy Coney Barrett.
We have a very real shot to take the majority in the United States Senate. It's very real. And now when we're in the Supreme Court fight, it's clear how important the United States Senate is, and having a Democratic majority is absolutely critical.
For Democrats, Michigan's Senate seat is crucial. They need it to flip the Senate and gain a majority. For Republicans, nabbing the seat would mean bragging rights and electing the first Republican from Michigan in a presidential year since 1972. In Lansing, I'm Abigail Sensky.